2 years ago, another tenant in Oak Commons Medical Park convinced a circuit judge Planned Parenthood would violate deed covenants if it performed abortions. MMB Properties attorney Dennis O'Connor reminded justices that at an initial hearing, a Planned Parenthood witness never downplayed the number of abortions.
She did not say that surgical abortions are incidental and ancillary to the practice of Planned Parenthood. She didn't. That silence is deafening.
But Planned Parenthood attorneys say all of its abortions are ancillary procedures allowed by the deed restrictions because they're just like any other medical practice. Attorney Don Christopher told justices the deed restrictions are there to limit competition, not set social policy.
And they didn't want somebody in the private sector going out and setting up a competing emergency room that might draw patients away from their emergency room. They didn't want somebody to set up a competing diagnostic imaging center.
Justice Peggy Quince, one of only two women on the court, appeared to go along.
If there's 100% of something going on at this center, and abortions constitute 1% of it, seems kind of ancillary.
The Fifth District Court of Appeal in Daytona Beach has issued conflicting rulings in the case. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is allowing abortions to continue while it weighs the issues. There's no indication when the court will rule. But Justice Barbara Pariente says she's frustrated by the notion of a 2-year-old temporary injunction. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.